5 days from Election Day as we continue to watch the closest races in our state. One that's getting national attention is for the 6th Congressional District seat. Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman is being challenged by Democrat Jason Crow. We chatted with the Democrat yesterday, and today it's Congressman Kaufman's turn as he joins us live. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
How is the push going with 5 days left before the vote?
You know, it's going great. Just a fantastic ground game, a great turnout by Republicans, and obviously it's going to take crossover votes in this district to win.
Yeah, the unaffiliateds are just so crucial. So some polls earlier this fall had Jason Crow as much as 10 or 11 points ahead in this race. Do you put any stock in those polls?
No, not really. That was by the New York Times, and I think they put their thumb on the scale. And the fact is, polling in my previous races of all, I think in 2014, I was 2 points up and I won by 9 points. And 2016, I was 1 point up in the polls and won by 8 points. So, no, I don't put a lot of stock in the polls.
Is the climate different this time versus the last time that you were up for election? Are you getting a different vibe from your electorate telling you things that they want to see changed?
Oh, I think every election is different. There's no question. Obviously, immigration is a big issue in this election, as is health care.
The president, I know, I think has 11 more cities on his campaign blitz in the next 5 days. Is Colorado going to be one of the states that he visits, and would you like him to come here for you?
Well, all the states he's visiting are states that he did well in 2016, where there's a Senate or a gubernatorial race up, and certainly that's not the case in Colorado.
Congressman, the Republican apparatus, they withdrew money from your campaign when it came to supporting you. Did that bother you? Was it money that they felt they could spend in other resources? Were they confident in your campaign?
Well, I think the big problem is the Republicans haven't raised the money that they had hoped to have raised nationally. And so they're short of resources, number one. And you have people like Bloomberg and Steyer, billionaires on the left who have heavily come in addition to what the Democrats have been able to raise.
Give us your pitch. We certainly let Jason Crow do that yesterday. How do you differentiate yourself from your challenger?
Well, I'm an independent voice for this district. I have a record of bipartisanship, and the Lugar Institute has ranked me as the 12th most bipartisan member of Congress out of 435. The ability to reach across the aisle to bridge the partisan divide in Washington, D.C. Both of us have military backgrounds. I think that's very important. He served in the Wisconsin Army National Guard and in the Army. I served in the Army and the Marine Corps. We're both combat veterans, so I think that they both respect each other's service, military record. I think that the difference is that he has no record of standing up to those of his own party, whereas I do. I think two quick examples of that. He was asked by the Democrat political establishment in Washington, D.C., to give a speech at the Democrat National Convention in 2012 about how great the VA was doing under President Obama in terms of taking care of our veterans, and yet he knew that wasn't true. And I think, secondly, he voluntarily lobbied on behalf of the Obama administration for the Iran nuclear deal, even though he knew there was no prohibition on the development of ballistic missile technology, even though he knew that would give the Iranian regime over $100 billion that they can use in their state-sponsored terrorism, and that the agreement is only good for 10 years. And so I think I will continue to stand up to my party when I know that they're wrong, and I don't see where he's he has no track record in doing that.
Congressman Kaufman, thank you for your time.
Thank you.